Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. It is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated out of Brooklyn, New York. And yes, I am so happy to be back on the air with you all today talking about Passionate Travel Incorporated. But today, we have a special show just because it is the times that we're in right now. Today is a little somber day, and for those who are used to hearing me on this show, you know my energy is usually up and I'm perky and just upbeat. But today is a little somber day because it is the remembrance of the 9/11. September 11th, 2001, when so many people lost their lives and lives were changed due to the tragic events during that day. We know people were affected in New York, people were affected in Philadelphia, people were affected in D.C., basically all around the world. You're affected by the incidents that took place in these states. Because, yes, we did eventually go to war after these incidents, where these terrible acts of terrorism, where people lost their lives and lives were changed forever. And in addition to us remembering 9/11, we've also had quite a difficult week with the natural disasters. Hurricanes in particular in Texas and parts of Florida and throughout the Caribbean. So these are things that, affect travel, the industry itself, and definitely affect travelers, because when you're traveling to one of these places, you're definitely affected because you need to know how to get home, You might end up in an area a little longer than you planned because of a particular incident. So we really, really wanted to talk today about safety. Now there are things that we cannot prepare for. The acts of God or acts of nature that we talked about, we're not always able to prepare for those. Going to talk about the things that we can prepare for and can, keep in mind as we are traveling to stay as safe and as comfortable and as happy as we possibly can while we're on vacation, right, folks? Because when you plan a vacation, you're planning to have a good time. You want to go and enjoy yourself. You want to relax. Whether you're spending time by yourself, we have a lot more people these days that are taking solo vacations. So you definitely want to talk about being safe. Or if you're traveling with somebody you love, you could be on a romantic getaway. Or, it could be your workers, your coworkers, or your family. Whoever you're traveling with, whatever type of vacation you're planning, let's make it an enjoyable experience. Now, somebody like myself, because I have the benefit of being a travel agent, I get to take multiple vacations throughout the year. But then you have a lot of folks where, they plan for that big vacation and they're waiting it out. So let's make sure that you're having a positive experience. Now, when you're planning your vacation, destination choice is very, very important. You want to think about, seriously think about where it is you want to go for vacation. So, at one point, planned our vacations, we thought about the price. We said, okay, I want to go on vacation and I want to pay a good price. Or you're thinking about the beauty of a particular location. And, oh, it's so pretty over there. I just want to get there. Or You know, I want to experience the food. But times have changed, people. Times have really changed. So when you're selecting your destination, you really have to think about how you will be received when you get to that particular area. So think about the different groups that you belong to. What is your nationality? What is your ethnicity? You know, what is your gender, your sexual orientation, your religion? And seriously think about how you are received in that particular area, whether you will be received positively or whether you'll be received negatively. And if it's worthwhile for you to actually visit that location. So think about it. If you are a woman, right, and you're traveling to an area where they don't particularly see women as being of equal class, you know, citizens. So you want to ask yourself, do I want to travel to a location where I'm expected to be subservient to a man, where I'm expected to walk behind a man? Can I fit in this area? There are some places right now where if you are an American and you're traveling to the particular area, they might not have a particularly good view of America. So you want to ask yourself, well, do I want to travel to this particular area while this tension is going on? Do I want to be there? Is it important for me to make this trip? And if it is important for me to make this trip, what can I do not to stand out? You know, so I'm talking about gender, I'm talking about race and ethnicity, nationality, but also religion. There are some parts of the world where, you know, it's not popular to be Christian, to be Muslim. So really understanding that the world is a different place right now. There are some places that are not too friendly to all groups of people, you know, so you really, really, really want to consider those things before you go. And like I said, to see if it's worthwhile for you to make that trip. Now, it may be something where you have to make the trip. So before you go, just figuring out how to stay safe. And one way to stay safe is to try to blend in as much as possible and respect the cultural norms, respect the customs and traditions of the people. Basically, when we're talking about the customs, what we're talking about is having an idea of what people in that particular location typically do, right? And trying to respect it as much as possible. For example, you know, I live out here in New York, and at any given time, you might see ladies in the street, and they have on the shorty shorts, and you have the tank top or the t-shirt, you know, able to wear any particular hairstyle that you please. But there are some places that you travel to, and I'm thinking about Dubai, I'm thinking about Slovenia, they have Dutch country, the Amish town, where the style of dress that women wear is completely different. If you're going to Amish town, which is out there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you know, and you're in the traditional part of the area, you will see women with their heads covered up. You will see women with long dresses that drape their ankles. And not only are the dresses long, but they're usually the darker colors, the dark gray, the black, you know, those type of colors that kind of, you know, blend in. You'll see dark blues for the men. So if you're used to being in an area where you're you know, you're just walking around free and have your shorty shorts and your t-shirt, and you go to this area and all these ladies are dressed like that, they will look at you as if you're being disrespectful to them. So that's something to recognize. Now, you may or may not choose to dress that way that they dress, but just to understand when you go there that that is their custom, and to understand why someone may react or respond to you a certain way. And like I mentioned today, you know, when you go to Dubai, you will see the ladies with their heads. You will see them with, you know, most of the skin covered up on your body. And yes, you do want to cover your head when you go to that particular area. You want to respect the custom while you're there. Know the laws. Know the laws of the place that you're traveling to. Yeah, I know folks have heard, you've heard some people say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Yes, yes, you want to do as the people do where you are, where you're traveling to. And know the laws, because the last thing you want to do is to get arrested while you are on vacation for doing something that was typical to do from where you're from, but the place that you're visiting, guess what? They don't particularly like it there. So some of the things, I'm using New York as an example because that's where I'm from, but think about where you're from and some of the things that you do that may not be an issue. So for example, when you're in New York and you're getting on the plane at JFK Airport, or you may be at LaGuardia Airport, you're saying bye to family and friends, it may be your usual thing. You're going to take pictures in the airport, right? And you're going to, you may stop one of the officers and you want to take pictures, you know, ask them, oh, can you snap this for me, officer? Or, you know, oh, can we, you know, get you in the picture with us? But if you go to a different country, that same act may be illegal. Yes, Cuba, for example. I'm planning a trip to Cuba for 2018. And one of the things that I have to let everybody know that's traveling with us to Cuba is, no, you cannot take photos in the airport in Cuba, because your phone that you're taking the pictures with, or if you have a regular traditional camera, will be confiscated, because they do not allow you to take pictures in the airport. And no, do not, by all means, do not take pictures of any police officer, of any military personnel, because that too is considered a crime, folks. So definitely, those are examples of things that you definitely want to know before you take that trip. Now, you want to know the address of officials that can help you when you go into a particular area. So if you're in another country, you're going to another country, you want to know, where is the U.S. Embassy? The U.S. Embassy is located in all the different countries, and you want to see what is the address. Because if you need help, you lose your passport, you lose your visa, whatever the issues are, the embassy is one of your first sources of refuge. So you definitely want to know where to locate these folks. Now, you know, over the years, we've heard about different viruses, different illnesses and outbreaks that are known to particular areas. And what you want to do, folks, you want to know before you travel to a particular area how healthy that region is. Yes, you want to know how healthy it is. Is there an outbreak of something you know, that you need to protect yourself from. And over the years, we've heard of the Ebola virus. We've heard of Zika, you know, and these are things that we've heard people to die from. People, you know, pregnant women who have children born with birth defects and all types of serious issues. So you definitely want to know how to protect yourself. There are certain areas in the world where they have yellow fever, you know, and when you're traveling, before you make that trip, you want to know whether or not you need to go to your doctor to get special vaccinations, get special shots to protect yourself. And by all means, if you know that you have some type of illness where you need to take medication regularly, by all means, you want to see your doctor in advance and make sure that you have enough medication with you when you travel. And yes, for my folks out there who are diabetic, you want to bring your insulin with you. You want to bring your needles with you. You want to bring your test strips with you so that you can have that. And the travel supplies, the hotels, the airlines, the cruise lines, they all understand what it means to be diabetic. So you can bring you a personal cooler, a small personal cooler, and put your insulin in there for safekeeping so that you can have it. So I'm talking about insulin, but whatever it is, it could be heart pills, you know, heart monitor, whatever your ailment is, please make sure that you have enough medication with you to get you through your vacation. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about is something that is very important to have, but few people ever purchase, and that is vacation protection insurance. Yes, insurance. Every single time you go to purchase a flight, a hotel room, a cruise package, vacation package, whatever it is, before you finalize your purchase, you will be asked whether or not you want to purchase trip protection. And I tell you, folks, I've been in this business going on 10 years now, and I can count the number of people who purchase trip protection on one hand. But the reality of it is, folks, I can tell you I've had more people who've actually needed it who had not purchased it. Now, when you insure your trip, you need to cancel your trip for emergency reasons. And there are a lot of times that if you need to cancel that trip because you become sick, because, God forbid, you have death in the family, there's an emergency. Let's say you lose your job, your income change, any one of those situations. Or let's say you miss your connection, right? A lot of times people take flights where they need to transfer from one flight to the next. And for whatever reason, you know, they miss the flight and they don't connect. That vacation protection insurance helps you. Also, folks, if somebody steals your luggage, if you are on vacation and somebody steals your luggage, that vacation protection insurance covers you for your stolen or lost luggage. So, folks, trip protection, it's only a small cost pay. So let's say you might have a flight that you paid a couple hundred dollars for, and the trip protection may be less than $20 to cover your flight. So, folks, it is worthwhile to have it. And, you know, so have your trip protection. Have it for everybody that's traveling with you. It's not only for those things that we spoke about, but a really good trip protection will also allow you 24-hour assistance while you're away. So that's somebody to call when you need help, folks. So like I said, I cannot stress it enough. Please, please, please make sure you do that. So another thing I want to talk about that's important is, now I know you grown folks, you know, a lot of times people want to get away from it all, get away from the stress, but let somebody know where you're going, right? Let somebody know. Now, I travel by myself a lot, but you better believe, you know, my brothers know where I'm going. They know what day I'm leaving, where I'm going to, where I'm staying, what day I expect to be back, what time I expect to be back. And you want to let people know, too, where you're going. You want to let them know where you're staying, the name of the hotel, how you can be reached in the event of an emergency. Because you never know. True story. I had a lady who traveled with me for one of the trips that I was doing. And, you know, she thought she was big and she didn't tell anybody where she was going. Guess what? Got sick. Yes, got sick during a vacation. And I'm trying to figure out, oh, my goodness, how do I reach someone to get her help? Because she was not able to speak to let us know what was happening with her. So it put us in a bind, everybody that was traveling, because we're trying to figure out how do we help this person. She can't get home by herself, and we need to reach relatives. So I ended up having to go through the cell phone and search for different people. But the reality of it is, folks, you want to make it easy on yourself and easy for the people that you're traveling with. So even if you don't want to let everybody know where you're going, make sure at least one or two people who love you, who you trust, who you're close to, make sure they know all your travel arrangements so that in the event that you get sick or there's some type of emergency, that they know how to find you and that somebody that can help you. So I spoke about, you know, getting sick on vacation. Now, as much as they want to prepare for everything, yes, there is a possibility that, you know, we can get sick while we're on vacation because we're out, we're trying new foods, we're trying new things, having fun, enjoying ourselves. So, you know, it could be something that could shock your system and get you sick. But you want to let people know quickly when you start to feel the changes in your body, because God forbid you have a sickness where time is of the essence. So when we are in a strange place, you know, we need to be able to get you help as quickly as possible so you're not exactly sure of what it is you're experiencing. As soon as you start feeling a little off, you know that you're feeling sick. Something is different than normal. Let the people that you're traveling with know so that they can work quickly to get you the help that you need. Because like we said, sometimes timing is of the essence. So definitely, and we do not want it to be a situation where timing is the difference between life and death. So, folks, it seems like a little thing, but it is very, very important. And what's important when you're traveling abroad, when you're making those international trips, you want to make sure you have a way to communicate with people. Now, a lot of people are on, you know, WhatsApp and they're on Facebook Messenger. A lot of people communicating via the internet. But the reality of it is that the internet is not so great in all the different places that you go to visit. It's not easy to get on the Wi-Fi everywhere you go. And when I was in South Africa and I wanted to be on Facebook and I wanted to communicate and send emails, I was able to, but I noticed there were certain times of the day when it was really hard to get access onto the internet. So you want to still have access to what we consider the old-fashioned ways, folks. You want to make sure you have an international calling plan on your phone. Because, yes, you may need to pick up the phone and call somebody, right? So not just sending out messages to the internet, but to be able to call somebody and to let them know where you're at and what you need. Now, when we're talking about international travel, you do want to make sure that you have your funds in order. So exchange your money before you travel to whatever it is. So if you're going to London, you know, you can go to the Money Exchange Center. For those of us in New York, it's over there in Times Square. They have one of the money exchange. You switch your United States money into the money that they use in London. You know, you're traveling to South Africa, wherever you're going, and the money's different, it's best to make sure that you change your money before you travel so you don't stand out as a tourist when you're there. And people get excited. They see you coming, you're this tourist, and you have all this money on you, and they can change the prices and take advantage. So definitely, definitely. You don't want to have any surprises. And folks, you want to know more than one way to get home. You know, with today being 9/11, I can share with you a true story. For September 10th, 2001, I traveled from New York to Atlanta, Georgia. And I woke up in Atlanta on that day to see all the tragedy and the devastation taking place in New York. And when it was time for me to come home from Atlanta, I couldn't get flights back. But not only could I not get flights back for the time that I intended to fly back to New York, I wasn't sure I wanted to get back on the plane. You know, seeing all that had just happened, there was a lot of fear within me that, you know, it was just really, really a problem. So not only was it a personal problem for me with me saying, heck no, I'm not getting back on the plane right now, but I had my job at that time. I was still working. I had the job calling me saying, Miss Falk, where are you? You need to get back to work. Scared to get on the plane, had to get back to New York, couldn't get a flight for a long time. Flights were all backed up. My friend and I, who had taken a vacation, we drove from Atlanta to New York. Right? That was the only way we knew how to get back and to get back quickly. So if you're in a particular area that, you know, within a few hours from where you are and there are different ways to get home, you want to know. So, like, for example, if you're traveling from New York to D.C., that's an optimum vacation because you have your flight, you have your bus, you have your Amtrak train. You know, there are several different ways where, God forbid, if something happens with one mode of transportation, there's a different way for you to get back home. Now, if you're traveling far, you're traveling, to a different continent or a different country, you may not have these same choices. But just being aware of what you can do in the event of an emergency. So by all means, folks, this was not a full conversation of every single thing that can be done to keep you safe, but it's definitely an important start. And I want to continue the conversation with you. So for those of you who are out there traveling and you want to travel more and you want to stay safe on vacation, feel free to give me a call. Yes, this is Victoria Falk, 347-658-8459. Once again, it is 347-8459. Because we want you to be happy, be productive, live passionately, and yes, we want you to travel smart and be safe so you can have fun and go again and again and again. And for those of you out there who love the ideas of making money off your travel, this is the perfect time of the year, folks, to get involved in the travel industry because we are entering the busiest travel season of the year. The time between Thanksgiving and New Year's, folks, is the busiest travel season of the year. So definitely, travelers are very lucrative, and there's a lot of money to be made during this holiday season. So if that is you, if you want to turn your passion for travel into profit, definitely let us know. And you can send a text message to 347-8459. Or you can take a look at our brief presentation at www.passionatetravel.info. Once again, this is Victoria Falk, proud CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, and the Passionate Travel Radio Show has been brought to you by Home-Based Business 101. Thanks to Mr. Baba Jahi and Mama Jahi out there in North Carolina, bringing you shows like this and other shows for home-based business owners throughout the week. You can reach Baba Jahi at 252-458-3712, and he will help you with all your nonprofit needs and help you to set up and get ready to have a great year as far as increasing your tax refund. I have a home-based business, folks. And once again, Mama Jahi, yes, 252-406-1774. She's out there also. You can find her show during the week on Thursdays. And on Sundays, you have Baba Jahi talking about the gospel of home-based business. And don't forget to tune in to me, yes, Victoria Falk, CEO of Passion Travel Incorporated. Looking forward to talking to you once again on Monday. Yes, same time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you can listen in live. So once again, folks, my thoughts and prayers out to everybody that's remembering this 9/11. For everyone whose lives have been changed due to the hurricanes, and for those of you out there who's just getting by, sending my love, encouraging you to live passionately, folks. Make time to laugh, love, and enjoy the finer things. Have a great week. This is Victoria Falk signing off.